All right, this is an audio addendum to the An Acceptable Loss 2018. I had just rewatched the film last night and kind of found a few plot holes that I wanted to bring up on this little audio clip. The first one that was really glaring was, well, first of all, if you have Martin, who's basically stalking her from the beginning of the movie, he ends up buying some video cameras, scopes her house out. The security conscious as she is, she already had an alarm system built in. Being how she came from the high up in the government and everything, there's just no way that she wouldn't have some sort of sensors on all the windows in the house, including the ones that were in the basement. Also, probably motion sensors in her house. So that was kind of a plot hole a little bit where, so, okay, you kind of forget about that. Like, okay, I'll bend my disbelief on that one. And then I guess the rest of, I mean, there's a few more, but the other big glaring ones was towards the end of the film where they capture the two of them when they're on the run. And they shouldn't have really had to been on the run. They didn't do anything illegal other than needing to put out a memoir, which was really nothing illegal about that. So the whole part where the FBI broke into their house, into her house, starts ransacking it for looking for the memoir was really outlandish, and I don't know what charge they could have really used to justify that. That should have never happened to begin with. So then she's on the run with Martin, and they end up getting captured at the beach. Right there, they take her into custody, but they leave Martin with the memo and all her memoirs. But you're wondering, like, if it was so important to get the memoirs, why didn't they grab them right then? And you don't find out until a little later that it was because they wanted Martin to lead the government to any other copies that there might have been out there. Tika's character, she told the president, who was played by Jamie Lee Curtis, that he had nothing to do with this. There are no copies. I wrote it on paper. There was no digital copies made. And there's no other. And so leave him alone. But apparently she didn't believe him. I should say she didn't believe her. Anyhow, after that, leads to the scene where she tells the FBI guy to let her go, let everyone go, but they dump her off right where her dad works at the newspaper place, and that's right where Martin was going to deliver the documents to the dad. This whole audio clip is a spoiler, but spoiler, at the end, as she goes into the building and Martin's there, basically the building blows up and they all die. So the part about that was unbelievable. I guess in that world, in this movie, in this plot line, it's believable. The film is called An Acceptable Loss, where you have a crazy dictatorial sort of president who doesn't care about human life, and she has an objective, and in order to meet that objective, if that means killing a couple of people that are innocent, a couple, 20, 10, even in the scene they said, what number is too many? 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000? What number is too big in order to achieve your goal? For her, there wasn't a large enough number for Jamie Lee Curtis's character, the president. She blew them up, which was absolutely ridiculous. A sitting president doing that, like going after their political adversaries on U.S. soil, no less, in that kind of manner. It's unrealistic. And then it's revealed that Martin had set up and recorded and took pictures of all of the journals and sent it to his roommate at the college. So what the bottom line is that they make Martin out to be so, so intelligent. Just like he thought of everything. He knew he was being tracked. He found the bug in his shoe when he was in the train station. He ditched the FBI there. He just seemed like he was way more advanced than your typical graduate student that's going to college to learn something. Those were the major plot points that I felt had problems with the movie. But having said that, I really, really liked An Acceptable Loss. I thought it raised good questions and it presented a good story. I was kind of disappointed in the ending, but I still ended up giving it 5 stars.